It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Cameron Young wins the Players Championship. He shoots 4 under par, started his final round with a birdie on the first, and after a bogey on the sixth, he birdied the seventh. That put him at 1 under for the front nine. He birdied the 10th hole to start his back nine, and after 2 pars, birdied 13. Then he put 3 pars together before reaching the 17th Island Green par three. He made birdie there and parred 18, and after Matt Fitzpatrick bogeyed 18, Cam Young wins the Players' Championship. He finished at minus 13, 1 shot better than Matthew Fitzpatrick. Xander Schauffele finished at minus 11 in third. And Big Bob, Robert McIntyre, finishes minus 10 in fourth place. UAMS Ortho Now is now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, sports, work, or anything else, go in and see the best in orthopedic care. No appointment is needed. Ortho Now, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon. Conveniently located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. For more information, call 501-686-TOSH. That's 501-686-8674. Brenna Burke, a sophomore guard on the Little Rock women's basketball team, loves the game of golf. Her dad introduced her to it. We're going to talk with her after the break. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. Brenna Burke graduated from Russellville High School and just completed her sophomore year with the Little Rock Trojans women's basketball team. She had a career-high 21 points in the conference opener at Morehead State this year. Backed that up with a game where she had 19 points as well. Brenna is a consistent shooter and is always working on her game. And speaking of working on her game, now that the season is over, she is going to play some pickleball, tennis, and golf. Her dad introduced her to the game of golf, playing at Chamberlain Country Club in Danville, just down the road from Russellville. I sat down with her after the season for this interview. I hope you enjoy it. On the tee, Brenna Burke.
Brenna, thanks for joining me on this edition of From the Shortgrass. Before we talk a little bit of golf, I understand you love to play the game, but you're also a very good basketball player. Just completed your sophomore season at Little Rock. How do you think the season turned out?
Yes, sir. Well, I'd say I'm pleased with how my sophomore year went. Of course, ending the way we did, first round against the 8 seed, you know, SEMO, that's obviously very frustrating. But overall, compared to my freshman year, there was a lot of growth that I just continued to see happening going into my junior year that I'm really excited about. I've got a lot of things I want to work on and ready to do it.
What are some of those things you want to work on?
For sure. Right off the bat is just more like one-on-one ball handling. Everyone knows that I can shoot it, but being able to just as confidently do other things for my team is something that I'm looking forward to doing. Obviously getting stronger, all those things, but just like basketball wise, creating a tighter handle and doing what my team needs me to do.
When you walk into the Jack Stevens Center and you see the history up hanging in the rafters, I know you want to put one of your seasons up there. What do you think it's going to take?
Yeah. I think just starting off in the summer, man, every year, this day and age with having new people and the transfer portal, I think just getting a group in and really just honing in starting from day one of, hey, this is how we're going to do things. And, you know, if this standard is not being met, then we're going to have sit down talks throughout the year. We're going to figure it out to, so we're not just trying to raise the standard at the end of the year. I think that's something that will be big. But as far as joining the new conference, I'm really excited for that. I think just the unexpected for everyone not knowing what to expect will be more motivation to, hey, let's go make it happen.
How was this year different than last year for you?
In a lot of ways. Basketball-wise, just going from high school to college, we already had a very older group of girls, more experience and all that. And then going into my sophomore year, only having four returners and 10 new girls on the team, three freshmen, seven transfers. The coaches just talked to me a lot about just the leadership side of things and what we needed to get done. And I appreciated that, and I was fully, you know, confident going into that. So kind of the leadership side, I feel like, gave me more confidence to, okay, you've played basketball your whole life. These things you need to get better on. Let's hone in on it in the preseason. And I just did. Defensively, you know, kept working on my shooting, was watching film with the coaches, and just made a jump on the court. But I think it started with just hearing the coaches believe in me and, you know, yeah.
What other sports besides basketball and obviously golf, because we're going to talk that, did you play growing up?
For sure. Well, in high school, I played tennis, basketball, and softball. When I was younger, I swam, I played volleyball. Truly, I love every sport. The only probably sport I've never really played is soccer. But I still love to kick a soccer ball around, throw a football. Right now, it's pickleball and tennis. I love doing that. So I've grown up doing it all. And that's one thing with basketball being over. Like, I've already been playing pickleball with friends. Like, once basketball's over, it's not like my life really slows down. Now, I get a break from the physical, you know, aspect of it. But as far as going 100 miles per hour, I'm still doing that just towards other things now, and I think that's healthy.
When did you pick up a golf club for the first time?
Probably when I was 3 or 4, maybe 5.
Did dad introduce you to the game?
Yes, he did. My dad, he golfed at Arkansas Tech, and my family's just kind of a golfing family. My mom's dad, he's in his 80s, and he golfs every day still. So just been around the game my whole life, and I love it.
Did he teach you the game, or did you have some instruction to help?
I would say my dad. I did like first tee when I was little, just after school or whatever. But as far as just driving my dad around on the golf cart while he played, and then when I was old enough to get my own clubs, I'm left-handed, so got to get my own clubs and all that. But yeah, definitely a lot from my dad.
You're left-handed, but yet you shoot the basketball right-handed. You have to explain that.
Yeah, I'm weird. I do everything left-handed except shoot a basketball. My dad said when I was younger, we had like a little mini goal, and I wasn't strong enough to get it in the goal, so I came to the side, and that kind of formed into my right-handed shot. But I shoot, I right, I left eye, kick left dominant. I finish better at the basket left-handed. But I shoot right-handed, so I'm really funky in that way.
Well, I mean, everybody has their different quirks, I guess you could say. Those are yours. When it comes to golf, what do you like about the game? What do you love about the game?
I love just being able to hit something so hard off the tee. I love driving the ball. I love just the vibe of it. As competitive as it is and can be, I also just feel like it's a good reset. I love being outdoors, and so just that aspect of it. And the competitive side, while still like heart rate is, you know, at normal and all that. So
what's tougher, a free throw at the line with nobody on the lane or a 5 foot downhill left to right breaking putt?
100% the putt. 100% putt.
Yeah,
for sure.
Why?
I just obviously have more experience playing basketball, but any kind of putt, there's just so many things to go into. You make that putt 100 times, you shoot the free throw 100 times, I'm banking on myself making the free throw more.
Okay. Do you like to play with friends when you're out there on the course?
I do. I'd say a majority play with family. We play at Chamberlain in Danville.
Got very good course.
There. So a lot with my dad, my grandpa, my younger brother's really getting into it. I think he'll be a great golfer. I could see him doing that in high school. And then as far as friends, got some friends here in Little Rock that will go to North Shore and hit on the range. But I also will golf by myself. Like, I'll go to Rebsman, golf there several times by myself. It's just very peaceful and relaxing to play with anybody.
Is it a time, Brenna, for you to kind of get outdoors and put everything else behind you while you're on the course, whether you're walking or riding in a golf cart? Is it just something to where you can kind of get away from everything that is going on in your life and get out there and just be with you and nature and that little white golf ball?
Absolutely. You said it perfectly. That's exactly what it is.
What's that feeling like?
I use the word reset, but again, it's just peaceful. I see, especially after basketball's over, just doing, again, keeping playing tennis, golfing. I just see myself doing that because it's something to still be competitive at and to want to get better at. There's always room for improvement, and I love that. So
you said you like to hit the ball a long ways. You like to smash it.
I do.
How far can you hit the golf ball off the tee?
I want to say
on average
215 to 235.
Okay.
On a good day downhill, maybe 250, 260.
But with the wind behind your back?
With the wind behind my back.
Best hole at Chamberlain, which one do you like the most?
Mm.
There are a lot of good ones.
There's a lot of good ones.
You talk about downhill. I mean, 9 and 18 are downhill.
Right. My favorite hole? Hole 11. I wouldn't just say it's my favorite. I have probably one of my best memories there. Hole 11 and hole 13, I've birdied probably few of the birdies that I've made, but have been on those par threes just over the water. So,
what was it? A great shot, and then you just rolled a putt in?
Yeah, pretty much. Just lucky, to be honest.
There's a lot of luck with the game of golf.
A lot of luck.
Unlike basketball, where I think a little more skill is involved. Sometimes you have to get very lucky with the game of golf. If this guy or this lady is playing the game of golf on television, Brenna Burke's going to stop and watch.
Scottie Scheffler. Tiger Woods. I love watching the old highlights and all that. Scottie Scheffler for sure.
What do you think about Scottie Scheffler's game that you just like? Wow, I want to sit and watch him play.
Yeah, I think just his, obviously he's one of the best in the world, is the best in the world, but just his humble demeanor that he brings, and he knows there's more to life. And I appreciate that, professional athletes and just athletes in general that know that the sport you do is what you do, not who you are. So I love seeing that. And as far as his, swing and especially off the drive, people will make fun of how it is, but he makes it work, and I just like that. Everyone's different. He didn't have the Rory McIlroy swing, but he makes it work, and he's obviously the best in the world.
I think everybody, I mean, they have their own swing.
Oh, for sure.
It's just like everybody has their own writing style, their own basketball style. Yeah, you can say that, okay, well, you need to do this, this, and this. But I think with golf, as long as you get that club head square to the ball, you're going to be okay, right?
I agree. I agree. I don't have a good swing at all, but I can.
What's your swing contact. Like?
No, you can't compare it to anybody.
Left-handed swing.
Left-handed swing. I slice.
Yeah.
I slice it, but no, I can make solid contact, but definitely have a slice.
When you play with the family, any bets out there? You guys play for like a Coke or some money or food?
Yeah, with my grandpa, he'll, you know, put something on the line about a Snicker bar or, you know, bag of Skittles or whatever. But most of the time with family, we're just scrambling out there to have fun is mainly what we do.
When you guys go play, is it mostly Chamberlain or do you go somewhere else?
With family, mostly Chamberlain. Yeah. If I'm in Little Rock with friends, Rebsman, Burns Park, maybe. So,
being an athlete, how do you think that helps you with the game of golf? And maybe at times when you have to really focus on a shot?
Yeah, I think just not taking it too seriously. Like, obviously, golf is not my main sport, but just learning how to have fun with it. And, you know, I shank a ton of balls, gonna end up in the pond, sand trap, you know, just. I feel like it's a good life lesson that you can't get too beat up on it. And I feel like that's something that I'm good at, is not getting all that mad. Just move on, you know, take the drop, get to the next hole and move on. And that's what I like about golf, is that it's, again, I'm just as competitive at it, but it doesn't bring out my bad side as much as, you know, maybe basketball or whatever.
When you
else.
Say you're just as competitive, Brenna, is it to a point to where you will go out and practice when you have some spare time?
Well, I practice golf. Yes. Like, I keep my golf clubs in my car throughout the year. Like a month or two ago, I had taken them home because I knew I wasn't going to play towards the end of season. My mom actually just brought them back to me today. She was coming to Little Rock, so we had lunch and put them back in my car. But last year, like when we got out of season, I would go to Rebsman and just hit on the range and then go play 18. So that's just something that I enjoy. Like, I get better even if I hit 10 balls, because I'm just not any good, and I'm okay to admit that. It's fun to just see little improvement.
When you talk about little improvements, what little improvements do you see?
For example, not gripping the club so hard, just relaxing and knowing, let the club do the work, you know, all those little things.
When it comes to the game of golf, do you watch the majors? Do you watch on a regular basis? What's it like for you?
So here's where you'll see that I'm not as – but I don't really watch much golf. Like, I'll watch the Masters, like my parents have been. That's – I'll watch the big tournaments. It's not like I'm keeping up with every little thing. I think it's just fun. You know, if it comes across, I follow all of the, you know, PGA Tour, all the Instagram stuff. So, like, it'll be in my feed and I'll, you know – look into it, but I wouldn't just say I'm just a golf fan. It's funny, my mom will joke that when we put it on at the house, you know, that's when she knows it's time to take a nap, because it's just easy for her to.
I think that's most mothers and we'll just wives, we'll leave it at that. When it comes to the game, Brenna, obviously when you look at basketball, it's going to have to end at some time.
Right.
Golf is a game that you can play well into your later life. Like you said, your grandfather, 80 years old, still out there playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something that you think you might try to play competitively when you get out of the basketball and college and everything, and you're done playing basketball, to keep those competitive juices going, maybe some tournaments around the state?
I have not thought about that. My dad and I, like, I definitely will want to take lessons once I'm out of basketball, because I just love golf that much. I think that is worth the time, if I know I'm going to be playing it the rest of my life, to, you know, learn the proper swing. And just, there's so much that goes into it that I don't know about that I want to learn about. But as far as, you know, tournaments and stuff, you're getting me excited even thinking about it. I wouldn't say that I've ever just thought through that, but say, you know, a couple years down the road, take a few lessons, I think that's definitely something I would be interested in. But for now, it's never crossed my mind.
Well, yeah, because now you're worried about basketball. I get that. But if you have a plan, I mean, this is something you can play well into 60s, 70s, 80s. The ASGA, Arkansas State Golf Association, they have tournaments throughout the summer that Brenna Burke might sign up for in 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. We might be talking about you as an amateur champion.
I highly doubt that, but it's fun to think about, and I definitely think that that's something I would be interested in.
When you look back at this season, was it a tough season?
Tough in what way?
Maybe not getting to where you guys wanted to get to, which is the NCAA tournament, winning a conference championship, conference tournament, get to the NCAA women's tournament. Is that a disappointment?
Of course. Of course it's a disappointment. I think it's enough of a disappointment to motivate you for the next year, but it's also, you know, life goes on. You got to be real. I'm a realist. Like, you can be frustrated at it. We're going to use it to motivate us moving forward 2 years in a row, you know, especially moving conferences now. It sucks to lose, especially when that's the most important game of the year. At that time, that's the most important game of the year. Absolutely. But big picture, you know, life goes on. If I give everything that I have, which I always try to do and feel like I do well, then I can live with that at the end of the day, as competitive as I am, leaving it all out there. Now, of course, the foul trouble, not being able to play in the fourth quarter, that obviously sucks too. But overall, I think we went through a tough stretch, especially on the road. I can remember specifically the Tennessee Tech game, just the feeling of us just being in a slump. But I will say, compared to freshman year, I feel like freshman year, that's kind of when we were building momentum. And then the end of my freshman year is when we lost all momentum. I think we lost 5 of the last 6 of our games, where this year we kind of had our slump and tried to get that out of the way, let's say mid-conference. And then we were picking up momentum towards the end. And then I just think it was unfortunate. SEMO came in with a lot of momentum. We had a chance. Jordan, 26 points, 17 boards. I mean, that's our best player by far, and she gave us a chance every night. So it's like, it's just an unfortunate ending. But as far as disappointment, of course, the day of, maybe the day after, but life's too short. You got to move on, and that's how I do.
What was it like playing with a player like Jordan Hallman these last 2 years?
I truly believe this. I've never seen anyone play the way that she plays. When she gets in the paint and, you know, getting to exactly where she wants to, she can pivot however many times. She's so strong. Like, truly, just never seen anyone play like her. And I just think that's so impressive. I don't know that I ever will, just with her dog mentality. She's not the most outspoken, but she does what it takes to win. And the fact that she returned when she didn't have to, I think just says a lot about her. I'm a Jordan Hallman fan, and I will be the rest of my life. So I just am honored that I got to play with her.
My wife tells me I'm glad you don't hunt or fish, because as much as I love to play the game of golf, I don't know when she would see me. You love to hunt. You're an outdoorsy type person.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to golf, hunting, fishing, I mean, is it hunting first with you?
Golly, that's such a good question. I think it depends on the season.
Okay.
I think it depends on the season. Like, in the springtime, spring's my favorite season. Coming out of summer, just seeing the sun again, feeling alive, I guess. I'd definitely say golf then, and it's not hunting season. So it's also, I guess, good that they don't really
overlap.
You know, of course, in the fall, I would love to, you know, golf while I can, and then when it's cooler, go sit in the deer woods and kill a deer, or go duck hunting, all that. So I guess it is good that it doesn't overlap, but all three are very high in my book.
Okay. Best golf course Brenna Burke has ever played?
Oh, man. I'd have to say Chamberlain. I haven't played too many, and I love Chamberlain, so.
Is there one that you've seen that you're like, I want to go try that one? I want to go play there.
Shoot. I mean, my dad's been all over, so I've just kind of heard he's played Torrey Pines. He's St. Andrews, Palm Springs. He's played everywhere. But Torrey Pines, I think, would be fun. like that. That's on my
out in San Diego, right there on the Pacific Ocean. That'd be fun. What has he told you about the game?
Yeah, I think my dad and I were so similar. Like, we're the same person. So I know he loves the outdoors just as much as me. And I think that's definitely where I get that from. Just love, always loved hanging out, spending time with him and doing the things that he loves are the things that I love. So, I mean, that's always worked out. But again, I go back to just the life lesson. Unless you're on the, you know, PGA tour and you're, you know, everyone's not great at golf. And I think that's just nice to know, like, there are different levels of it. And like you said, you can play it your whole life and just have fun with it. And that's what I do. And that's what I enjoy about it.
And everybody has a story that plays the game. Everybody has a story.
You're right.
Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others that you could play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Scottie Scheffler. Tim Tebow.
Okay, yeah.
I love Tim Tebow. So if I was golfing with him, that means I'd be getting to pick his brain and just hear from him. And number three, I don't know, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, Scottie Scheffler, Tim Tebow.
Be a pretty good group. I'm sure there would be some good banter going on in that group too.
If it had to be a golf, another golfer, Bryson DeChambeau.
It doesn't have to be. But, I mean, Tebow plays the game.
Yeah.
Bryson DeChambeau, though, okay.
Now the thoughts are coming to mind. Steph Curry, man.
There's so many out there, right?
There's so many out there that, but yeah.
It would be good. Brenna, thanks. I appreciate the time.
No, thank you, Trey. I appreciate it.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shoregrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The 111th Arkansas State Amateur will be conducted at the Blessings Golf Club June 11th through the 13th. There are qualifiers set up if you are not an exempt player. June 3rd at Burns Park Golf Course is State Am qualifier number one. And June 7th at Lost Springs Golf and Athletic Club up in Rogers is Arkansas State Am qualifier number two. The Arkansas State Golf Association puts on the Arkansas State Amateur. It will be a talented field at the Blessings Golf Club in June. And you have to think that maybe a Razorback could be one of the favorites. And I mention Razorback because will John Daly Jr. already have turned pro by then? Who knows? But I wouldn't put it past him playing in that tournament. The other two majors, the Maumelle Classic is July 17th through the 19th, and the Arkansas State Golf Association Men's Match Play is August 6th through the 9th at Burns Park Golf Course. You can find the full Arkansas State Golf Association schedule by going to their website, asga.org. Get out and play some golf. And remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.